welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
Good morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What a great song to get our show going this morning. Elevation Worship, Resurrecting. Just the chorus over and over. Your name is Victory. Yes, His name is Victory. And we'll get into that more. We've got 2 hours to do it this morning. Let's just take it to the Lord right now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for another opportunity. Lord, I lay this show in front of you, Lord. This is your show. Lord, I ask that you touch people through these artists that sing for you, Lord. Lord, that somehow you will use an old rag like me, dear Heavenly Father, to use me in the words to reach someone. Lord, bless our listeners. Lord, keep them safe. Put a hedge of protection around them. Call your legions of angels to watch over them. And let them have a great day and a great week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, I'm ready for this show today. Let's take it back right to the music right now. It's Cody Carnes, Run to the Father on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Mosaic MSC Fountain. I am good right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Who is this group, Mosaic MSC? We play them every week, and they're kind of a new one to me, so I jumped on the webpage. They say Mosaic MSC is the worship of Mosaic. According to lead pastor, worship leader, Erwin McManus, he says, everything we do is about connecting people to Jesus. We know that worship opens the hearts of those who have closed their hearts to God. We also know that worship causes our hearts to burn brighter and our love to grow for God to grow deeper. We hope that the music of Mosaic MSC will be a gift to the church and a light to the world. Not a bad charter for a praise and worship group. I hope you're enjoying the music. I hope you're enjoying today. I know we've got some rain in the forecast for today. I know we've got rain for the week, but don't let that keep the sun from not shining through you. Here we go. It's Hillsong Worship, Awake My Soul on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Passion, One Thing Remains, right here on Mix Sunday Mornings. Hey, I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. I hope you tuned in last week, and if not, I hope we can get the video of that up on one of our platforms soon. It was a very interesting interview with Pastor Simon Mwanzi, as he zoomed in from his house in Kenya. And what just kept going with me all week was the question I knew I was going to ask him. And that was basically, how do you from over there see us as a country now? And I was thinking all the things that could be said, how morally declining we are, how the leadership is right now. We're not who we used to be. But the first thing that came out of his mouth was blessed. And it kind of reset my thought pattern all week long. To once again, to every breeze that blows, Lord, that's you. For every bird that chirps, Lord, that's you. Thank you. No matter what is going on outside of me, to keep the peace inside of me because I am so blessed that I can get in a car and go to work. I don't have the worries of Pastor Simon where he is doing everything he can to feed the children of his town their one meal a day. And I ask the Lord just to forgive me, Lord, am I greedy? You know, if I skip lunch, man, my stomach is just caving in. And here these kids are over there just getting one meal a day. And I said, Lord, there's got to be something that I can do. Something that somebody that is listening that they can do to help Pastor Simon. He is a one-man battle field right now. And he needs help. So the one thing I ask you to do is to pray for him. And then pray that maybe somebody's listening today, maybe somebody listened last week, that can help do something about it. If you can, please get in touch with me. I'd love to get you in touch with him. So maybe we can build a school. Maybe we can build a church. Maybe we can get more food to those kids. But just keep them in prayer. And I promise you, I will try to get that up on one of our platforms, because that was just a unique experience. Well, I hope you're having a unique day. It is. It's the Lord's Day. And I hope you're getting up, getting ready to go to church. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Back to music. Phil Wickham, Great Things on Mix Sunday Morning. Mercy Me, Bring the Rain on Mix Sunday Morning. What a fitting song for the week, because, man, are we not going to get some rain this week? Today, 90% chance. Tomorrow, 60%. Tuesday, 70%. Wednesday, 60%. Thursday, 60%. But the sun comes back Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Like I said earlier, I hope the sun is in your heart every day. And at least we're not like the day of Noah, when we have to pack up and get into a boat and watch it rain for 40 days. God, thank goodness God promised that that would never happen again. But let me tell you what he didn't promise. He didn't promise that this place wouldn't just crash and burn. We saw what he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. One day, the King of Kings is coming back. And when he takes us home, I don't want to be left to see what's going to happen. So fix your eyes on Jesus. Every day, let's take a step closer to him. Get into the Word of God. Get you a good devotion. Get you some good praise and worship music. Spend some time with the Lord. And build your family. I mean, we can do so many things outside of our family, but I think God gave us our family first. The ones in your house, your kids. Let's build strong families that will be infectious to spread the Word of God. Coming up now, Zach Williams, Less Like Me, on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Maverick City Music, Promises on Mix Sunday Morning. Let's dive into Maverick City. Who are they? Well, this is what they say about family. Maybe now more than ever, not just the church, but the world needs a plurality of strong, diverse voices carrying messages that can help reshape the world. However, we didn't start out to be a diverse community for the sake of diversity. We simply became aware of our deep need for people that were so absent from our lives that their silence was deafening. Our response was to create space for that which was so profoundly became aware of, our need for each other. And yes, I agree, we do need each other. But what we need is people around us. Like the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. You're only going to be as good as who's around you. So if you're a kid listening, like I always told my kids, be careful of that car you get in, who you take off with. Be careful what party you go to. Be careful what music you listen to. What goes in will come out. I used to do an example in the Bubba's class at First Methodist. I'd get a sponge, a dry sponge, and I'd fill it up with water. I'd squeeze it, let it absorb water. And then I would take it out and I would squeeze it as hard as I could to get everything out. But you know what? Not everything would come out of that sponge. So be careful who you are around. Yes, we do need each other. But remember, it all just doesn't go in and go out. Some of it sticks. So pick friends that make you better. Because I hope at home, I hope your family makes you better. And if you're a parent or grandparent, I pray that you are leading those in your family to be better. God bless you. Again, I could say at every break, thank you for listening. Thank you for making this a show that, man, what a blessing it is. Let's get back to music. North Point Worship, Death Was Arrested on Mix Sunday Morning. That's the Afters, I Will Fear No More, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What does the Bible say about fear? One of my favorite verses, Isaiah 41:10, says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." We got some great music coming up. Hillsong United, Chris Tomlin. But right now, it's Elevation Worship. Do it again on Mix Sunday Morning. That's for King and Country, Oh God Forgive Us, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. And I usually don't preempt songs like this, but the next song coming up is really one of my absolute favorites, and it's We the Kingdom Holy Water. And listen to the words, "God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please again. I need you. Oh, I need you. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul. I need you. Oh, I need you." Powerful words and a powerful song that's going to just get you ready to skip right into church this morning. I didn't say skip church this morning. I said skip into church this morning. So get fired up, because it's We the Kingdom, Holy Water, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Michael W. Smith, You Are Holy, right here on Mix 106.5, and I'm just sitting back thinking, man, this show is blown by again. Another week almost in the books. Well, I know the 24th, we have a few days to get to the 24th, and we'll go to the polls again, and we'll cast our vote to either keep what's going on, or we can get in there and vote and have the opportunity to change what's going on. Well, I'm not going to get political on this show. I'd like to get some politicians in here to share their faith, but I'm not going to get political, because just like on the 24th, when we go and have the power to choose to make a vote and a choice, I want you to know that today you have a choice to change your life. And I'm going to read out of the Bible, and you may say, oh, that's just a simple verse, but the Bible is really simple. The Bible is all about God loves us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." And I'm going to keep going with verse 17, because I think it's just as important. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." And we'll just go to verse 18. "Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." And I'm going to close the show this morning just to reaffirm, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to change your life. There is power in the name of Jesus to change the sickness in you. There is power in the name of Jesus to change that financial, to lead you out of that financial burden you're in. There is power in the name of Jesus to repair that relationship. There is power in the name of Jesus to bring peace through the storm of your life. Believe in him. God loved us so much, he sent him to us. He loves you. God bless you. Thank you for listening. I'm Greg Wyckoff. I'm going to sign out right now. I'm still fired up. I still want to keep going, but I got to go. Lauren Daigle, Torrin Wells, Passion, Matt Redman. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. It's Mix Sunday Morning.